Is it only Tuesday?
Yes, it's only Tuesday, and it's election day.
I know. It's just like, I can't handle the stress of not knowing. You know, I'm not good with surprises. I don't like when someone says, I have a surprise for you. Just tell me. Just tell me what your surprise is. I don't want to be surprised and have a surprise birthday party for me. Mm-hmm. You know, just I don't like not knowing stuff. Like, I need to be in the loop. So election day is not a good day for me because I don't like not knowing stuff. Just tell me who the president is so I can get on with my life.
They're going to.
I need to know already.
It takes time. When you wake up tomorrow, it's like I used to tell my kids, go to sleep. When you wake up tomorrow, it will be Christmas.
Except for the fact that this is like a week out from Christmas. I don't think we're going to know anything for a while. I don't like that. Just like, fast forward to COVID's over. Whoever's the president is the president. Like, I just need some kind of time machine right now.
Just to go forward and then come right back.
You don't know how much chocolate I've been stress eating all day today.
Well, today is supposed to be the most stressful day ever. Because people
it is?
November 3rd, everybody is stressed out.
Right, either side.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Most of the people like me just want it over.
Right, yeah, me too.
I'm done hearing about it. I'm done seeing the ads. I'm done with them sending things to my house. I'm done with the emails from Trump every 15 minutes. I'm just done.
Asking for $5.
Right. And he's still emailing me today, telling me to vote. So I get it. I've already voted. Leave me alone. Yeah. When you wake up tomorrow, I have a feeling now we're going to know something by the morning.
It's funny because I was looking through the television channels. I was like, oh, good, a South Park marathon. And then I was like, who on earth is watching a South Park marathon during a major election day? And I was like, you know what? Me.
Right.
I'm just going to go ahead and watch and just binge watch South Park. And then just I'll wake up tomorrow morning and someone will tell me.
Yeah, nothing's going to happen right now. It's the polls are just now closing. We just hit 7 o'clock. So it's going to be a while before they have results coming in.
I just hate that all I have is like binge eating and stress eating chocolate. Like, I just wish I was a drinker. You know, I can use a shot of something. I wish I was somebody who did a little heroin. Now, like, I just need something to make the day pass, you know, or make myself pass out. I just don't have, you know, chocolate doesn't do that. Like, you eat chocolate, you just like feel fat and lay around and feel horrible. Like, it's counterintuitive. It's like I'm eating chocolate to feel better. And then I eat all this chocolate and I just feel worse. Mm-hmm. So I just wish I was one of these people who could like down a bottle of wine or do a couple of shots of tequila. Just, I wish I was that girl. I'm not.
Well, right now they're putting up wood over stores in New York.
Oh yeah. It's crazy. Cause it's like, I don't know what they think is going to be happening here. This is a blue state. Everybody here, the majority of us, I'll just, you know, spoiler alert, New York voted for Biden. So if Trump wins and people in New York are upset, I can give you like 4 or 5 states you can go to if you're angry, but the dry cleaner on my block is boarded up. It's like, what do you think they're going to take out of the dry cleaner? Are they coming in to get hangers? and all those weird little safety pins you have? Like, what are they coming in there for?
It's if Trump wins. I mean, people are going to be pissed.
But no other store on my block. Like, there's a million stores on my block. Like, there's everything from supermarkets to dog food stores to little delis. Nobody else boarded anything up. Just this one dry cleaner. What has he got in there?
I don't know. Well, he doesn't want to walk in and see glass everywhere tomorrow. So, kind of understand.
People's clothes. Like, everyone's having their winter coats cleaned right now for the winter.
Right.
So, I mean, I got to think about like what I would do if I was alone in a dry cleaner to do whatever I wanted. What would I do? What would I steal? Well, you know, the money's away. There's no money there. Everything is on credit card now anyway, so there's no cash anywhere. Mm. I don't want dry cleaning fluid. But you know what? Maybe somebody else's clothing might be good. I could sell it on eBay. So it's not a bad. I see why he put up. He did that because he was afraid that I would sneak in there and steal a coat.
Yeah, I don't think it's about stealing coats. I think it's about throwing a tire through the window.
Yeah, just destruction.
That's,
yeah,
that's just the bigger problem.
Expressing anger, but that's what I'm saying. So if you're angry that Trump wins, New York is not the place to express that anger. We voted for Biden.
Right. But if Biden doesn't win, people are going to be upset.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to be upset. But I'm just saying, I don't know. And not only did that close, but my building has two entrances, a back and a front. They closed the back entrance. There's a garage back there. They closed the garage. The garage is no longer, usually it's open till midnight. Nope, they shut that down. And here's the weird thing. I live in like a really random little neighborhood. Nothing's ever happened here. And it was so funny because we went food shopping last night. We go food shopping every Monday night. That's just our thing. We shop on Monday nights. There's never anybody there. They've stocked up after the weekend. It's the perfect time to go. Every shelf is full. I walk in and I see my girlfriend there who's the manager. And she's like, oh my God, you just missed a huge crowd. You guys are here at the perfect time. I was like, a huge crowd on a Monday? She's like, yeah, it was insane. I had to call in all these cashiers who were off for the day. The other manager had to stay. It's been chaos all day. And I was like, are people having election day parties? Like, why are the shelves empty? Like, why are people buying up all the groceries? And she said, because I guess they're afraid if anything happens after the election, they don't want to leave their houses.
Mm.
I didn't know about any of this. I'm out shopping. I'm walking my dog. Like absolutely completely clueless as to what's going on in this city, but apparently, you know, people are acting like a hurricane's coming.
I heard somebody say today in the news to have a go bag ready to go.
For what?
I don't know. So that's kind of scary. A go bag just in case crap goes down.
What's going to happen that I need to leave my house?
I don't know.
Okay. So if something goes down, let's say Biden wins and there's a civil war and the Trump people are upset. Okay. So wouldn't I stay in my house? Like, where am I going? Like, why would I leave?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you are different than me, you know, because I'm in the woods and they could, I don't know.
You're safe there. Who's coming to your house?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I heard that today and went, wow, this could get real.
So do you have a go bag?
No.
So what are you going to do? Just take your phone and your microphone and get the hell out?
My computer. Yeah, that's all I need. I just need this, and this, and my phone.
I need this. This
and that you have to bring with you.
This is the thing I have to bring with me right here.
Yeah, your phone microphone is very important.
Cooper, it's really scary right now. People are in my neighborhood with Trump signs. I have nowhere to go. What should I do?
You should go to someone's house that has a Trump sign because they're still going to be safe there.
Oh, that's what I should do. I should buy a red hat, and then they would just let me right in, right?
Yeah, listen, you're in the South. They never know who you voted for. Just get yourself a red hat.
See?
And go in there.
All the times I should have bought one of those stupid hats, I should have got one.
Yeah, you could, you know, you could fake it. No one knows who you voted for.
Oh, that's brilliant. Too late now.
Yeah, it's a little too late now.
Right. So to go down the road of being political, but not really being political, let's go back to 1992.
Okay, what happened then?
The first Bush sent out a memo, all points bulletin, to everybody that works for the White House, to everybody that works for Camp David. He sent out a letter, and the letter just hit the internet today. So
the mail's that slow that it took
I don't know,
1992 till 2000?
Somebody
wow.
got
mail
it.
Mail was slow back then.
Somebody got it today and went ahead and put it out. And it's from the White House, and it says, this is an all-points bulletin from the president.
Okay.
Subject, my dog, Ranger. Recently, Ranger was put on a weight reduction program. All offices should take a formal pledge that reads as follows. We agree not to feed Ranger. We will not give him biscuits. And we will not give him food of any kind. In addition, Ranger's, quote, access is hereby restricted.
So he has a new pass. He's only allowed in certain. He can't come into the West Wing anymore.
Although Ranger will be permitted to roam freely at Camp David, the mm-hmm. Camp David staff, including the Marines, naval personnel, all civilians, and kids, are instructed to, quote, rat on anybody who feeds Ranger.
Those Marines always have snacks on them, so make sure he stays away.
Ranger will now be wearing a Do Not Feed Me badge.
Oh, poor Ranger.
In addition to his ID, I will, of course, report on Ranger's fight against obesity. Right now, he looks like a blimp. A nice, friendly, appealing blimp, but a blimp.
Yeah. Fat shaming your dog is not cool, even in 1992.
We need your help. All hands on deck. Please help from the president.
You know, it's too bad there were no GoPros back then. You could just put a GoPro on the dog, and then you could see, you know, who defied the president and fed Ranger.
Yeah, who's not going to give the president's dog a biscuit? When the dog comes up, you got to give him a biscuit.
So, I know. I would buy biscuits and keep them in my drawer just for the president's dog when it shows up to be like, you know, it's the president's dog. It's the boss's dog.
Mm-hmm. He looks like a blimp, though.
Oh.
A nice, friendly, appealing blimp, but a blimp.
So did he lose the weight? What happened? Do we know?
I don't know. I saw that, and it's nice to see something political that is not really political.
Helen, can you come in here for a second and take a note, please?
Sorry, Mr. President, I had the biscuits. It was me. I gave Ranger a biscuit.
Please take a memo. Attention, all staff.
Oh, God. Poor dog.
Okay, so you'll be very happy to hear that I just Googled, did Ranger Bush lose his weight? And he did.
He did? We'll see. Bush had to put his foot down.
It worked, yeah.
Now, if we get your boyfriend to send that same memo to all the restaurants near your apartment.
And to my parents, don't feed her. And I'll walk over the sign that says, no treats. Do not feed.
She's a blimp. She's a happy blimp, but a blimp nonetheless. Please do not feed her.
Please do not feed her.
Yeah, you got to send that to the Japanese restaurant. You got to send that to the deli.
The ice cream store, yeah.